mean, what's with the Rock people? I mean, I wouldn't even pay the actors, like, a dime in this film. I'm dead serious, and I reiterate that again. I mean, the poor bastards in The Night of the Living Dead that was, you know, made less than this, and they made a hell of a lot better of a film, and they could have picked... They picked better actors. Like, they literally picked people off the street, by the way, in that film. And I swear that's what they did with this one. So when you're introduced to, like, the childlike princess, like, what the hell? She looks like she's 30. I mean, a childlike princess should not be fucking 30 years old. She was a little girl. And now all of a sudden I'm assuming that they were, like, on crack when they picked the childlike princess because she looks 30. I mean, she doesn't look like a childlike princess. She looks like an adult-like princess, if you ask me. So, that's another fucking discrepancy. And then, like, they have to go back to, stop the nasties, right? Well, when the hell was the movie ever supposed to run perpendicular with Fantasia and Earth? And another thing that's really annoying about this film is when the gnome, like the childlike princess is searching for a hero, right? And she already knew Bastion. So, like, why didn't she just say, I need Bastion, not, oh, I need a hero with strength and courage and blah, 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 and I don't know who it is. And then she's like, oh, it's you, Bastion. Oh, I should have known it was you. Duh, I'm an idiot. Like, what the hell? I mean... Like, come on, like, you gotta know, you know, just say, like, have her say in the film, I need Bastion's help. Like, was it absolutely necessary to, like, make it, like, this big, huge surprise? And then, like, she already knows it's gonna be Bastion, so, like, why the build-up? What a piece of shit. So, anyways, bad script writing... Definitely. The script writer should have been, like, fired, like, years ago in this film. This fucking idiot. I want to know who the script writers are, because I'm going to, like, personally write to them after this show. I'm going to fly down to, like, Hollywood or where the hell they are, and I'm going to kick their ass. I mean, they're probably, like, country bumpkins with the intelligence level of people from Deliverance. Like, the hee-haw attitude, like, probably... you know, bucked up in Kentucky somewhere, you know, with two buck teeth shoved up their ass, you know? I mean, seriously, like, what the hell, are they, like, goat herders or something? I mean, come on, like, where is their intelligence level in this film? It's just horrible. So, after all of that, you basically find that, like, it's funny because the gnomes, they start talking, and they start talking smack on Bastion, which is fine, but guess how tall they are? 3 inches tall. So you tell me a little fucking 3-inch, you know, gnome's also gonna talk shit on Bastion? I mean, man, is Bastion that much of a bitch? So, one of the dumbest lines that I have, like, a serious problem with is this line that comes from the old guy gnome. The one gnome goes to the other... Well, you know, he's not, and he's talking to the childlike princess, I guess, too, in this. He's like, well, you know, he's not exactly, Arnold Schwarzenegger in the muscle department, you know. How the hell does he know who Arnold Schwarzenegger is? I thought Fantasia had, like, no, realization of, like, what went on in the real world. I thought they were supposed to be parallel to each other. Because, I mean, if you remember in the Neverending Story, like, when Bastion finally does actually have to arrive in the book, like, he talks to Atreyu, and Atreyu's like, you know, how is it in your world and stuff, and, like, they have no idea what Earth is like. They've never even heard of Earth, really. They call it an Earthling, and Atreyu's like, what the hell's an Earthling? You know, so they ran completely parallel. Why the fuck are they running perpendicular in this film? Wow, this is fucking horrible. So, anyways, basically after that, they find out that, you know, Bastion has to go back to Earth to stop the nasties. And it's funny, because the entire time, they're like, don't give in to the nasty. Don't give in to the nasty. Come on. Don't. Well, maybe I would like the nasty. Like, maybe the nasty isn't so bad. You know, I've done the nasty a lot, and I can say that it's not so bad. I mean, what the hell's wrong with the nasty? What a bunch of assholes. I'm just joking. It's really not that type of nasty, but it just sounds funny. I'm sorry, the nasty. Can't get over that. So, anyways, they go back to Earth, but, like, the weird part is this. They have to hold hands with the Orin and, like, wish it. And the stupid tree goes, when Bastion's just, like, doing it by himself and he can't get himself back because he can't wish hard enough to get himself back to Earth, he goes, oh, he's gonna wish so hard that he's gonna break his wishbone. Are you serious? They actually threw that fucking line in the film? He's gonna wish so hard that, like, he's gonna break his wishbone? Are you serious? What the hell is wrong with this film? Who the hell are these scriptwriters again? Oh my god. They're fucking horrible. So, after that, it's not even funny, seriously. I shouldn't even be laughing. It's just not funny. Like, come on, I'm serious. It's not funny. Fucking, it's horrible. So, anyways, after they, like, all wish together, I guess the baby rock monster goes, me wanna play too, daddy! And then the idiot, like, holds the hand because he has, like, no brain whatsoever, and he holds all their hands and he goes into Earth. So, it's stupid because he goes, Dada, help me! Dada ain't gonna help you, okay? He's an idiot. He's not gonna be like, you know, here, let me hold on, I'll get you, you know? He's a big, slow idiot that can't help you. So what, why was that line necessary? That was so cheesy. Dada, help me. I mean, some of the lines in this film just get me. They really piss me off, to be honest. Because this is one of my favorite films that's going right down the fucking toilet. So, after all of that, they kind of warp into the world, and it's the first time the characters have ever been on Earth, and that's another thing. Like, again, they're running perpendicular into the Earth. So, the rock lands in Mount Rushmore and starts chewing on a rock, and he's like, bah, that's no good. And then the tree lands in the forest. I mean, I guess that makes sense, right? Because he's a tree. And he gets really upset because he sees all these loggers, like, cutting down trees. And then, the white piece of splooge, known as, foul shit, is like I'd like to call him, because he looks nothing like Falcor. He looks like a huge, big piece of white splooge. I mean, he's horrible. And, like, the gnome called him, he said, you're a pink poodle. What the hell was fucking Falcor ever pink? He's white, you douchebag. A pink poodle. Yeah, he has pink in him. Falcor always had pink in him. Of course. Wow. This fucking film's horrible. Anyways, so Falcor is following this, like, plane or whatever, and he starts talking to it like it's gonna help him, and then the rock monster doesn't like the rocks, and then he shows up at Bastion's house somehow, because I guess, you know, like, Mount Rushmore is right beside Bastion's house magically. I don't even know how he gets there, really. I think he flies on Falcor once the rock, like, falls off, and Falcor magically just is able to pick up on the fact that he's at Mount Rushmore. Like, he has a GPS locator system on him or something. He's like, oh, the rock monster's right there. Let me fly right to it. Wow. So, anyways, basically, you know, Bastion has to look after the rock monster while he's, you know, trying to get the never-ending story back and get it from the Nasties. Well, he leaves the Orin there and leaves the Rock Monster there. Well, the parents are totally oblivious to the fact that any of these characters are at their house, which is just pretty hard to believe and pretty unfucking believable. So, pretty much after that, because I'm going to fast forward, because honestly, I cannot stand talking about this shitty film anymore. It's giving me a downright headache. I'm going to have to take, like, aspirin after I do this fucking tape. And that's why I apologize for the past couple weeks, because it is taking me forever to want to work up the steam to really want to do this review, because I did not want to watch this movie. Not at all. Well, anyways, after that, they all find each other, and, like, the parents are oblivious to the fact that the Rock Monster's, the baby Rock Monster's, like, over at the house. The mom's really upset back home in Fantasia because the baby Rock is gone, and I guess she breaks the TV or something, and Fantasia's just totally out of control, and they're doing the Nasty, I guess, as they call it. And the childlike empress, so-called, I'm calling her adult-like empress at this point, goes, "Don't give in to the Nasty." And then they start dancing around like a bunch of complete fucking clowns, and I guess they're controlled by the Nasty. So, anyways, the group, the Nasties, they eventually get total control of the Orin once they steal it off his sister, because his sister's a total numbnut and steals the fucking Orin off the Bastion. What a bitch. So, anyways, they're fighting the whole entire time. World's all fucked up. And pretty much everything's gone to hell thanks to the group called the Nasties. So I guess, in short, that apparently they're like terrorists and they have like that control. Like, what type of town allows a group of idiots? And I'm telling you, you look at these kids and they're stupid as hell. Like, control a whole entire town. Are they that weak in the police system there in that town? I don't even know what the town's name is, to be honest. And like, they actually have a mall there and stuff, but yet there's like really nobody in the town. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. So, they're trying this, like, all this new age stuff, and basically they have song references to Kiss by the Rose on the Range, which is, like, again, the most overplayed song in, like, you look at, like, every movie in, like, 1994 or 95, and, like, you can probably listen to Kiss by the Rose on the Range at least, like, once or twice in the film. So, anyways, it was just stupid. Like, and then with the Orin, when the sister does have the Orin in her possession, she just goes out and buys clothes with it like a total idiot and wishes everything because she finds out its powers. Only Bastion knew its powers in the never-ending story, and it's just a stupid storyline. It was an unnecessary storyline to have, so it totally failed on that end. Well, after everything's all fucked up and the world's, like, out of control because the Nasties are wishing everything, because they have the Orin and they have the book, Bastion gets the book back and Bastion gets the Orin back, and they kick the crap out of the Nasties, and, like, Falcor comes in and scares them because he does look like shit, and he scares me, too, in this film. He looks awful, like a big old white piece of splooge again. I mean, seriously, he looks like shit. So, and for 1995, you think they'd make him look, like, updated, like, vamped up. No, he looks de-vamp. Like, he should have never been in this film. They're gonna make him look like that. Gosh, I'd hate to see Atreyu and his white horse. I mean, they'd probably be, like, a robotic piece of shit horse or something, you know? Like, seriously. So, anyways, after all of this, they are able to get the Orin back, everything's in place, and the whole entire family is back to itself again. The end. Good fucking grief. This movie sucks so bad. But we have a special guest on our show today, and I'd like to bring him in. Welcome, Jack Black. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today? I apologize. I know you're a big fan of the Neverending Story, as I've been told, and I read that on actually one of your blogs the one time, and you kind of regret this movie being made. So let me ask you a question before.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's going good. Good. How are you doing, man? Jack, everybody again, welcome Jack Black to the show. So, tell me about what you think about, the Neverending Story. What do you exactly think about it?
Dude, listen. Shut up!
Well, don't tell me to shut up, man. Come on. What are you telling me to shut up for? I mean, I know that the Neverending Story's bad, but, I mean, it's not my fault it fucking sucked and he played in a shitty movie. Jeez. So, tell me about these, cock push-ups you do.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
Yeah, I know you've been doing these cock push-ups. What are they like?
Cock push-ups?
Yeah, cock push-ups. How do you do them?
It's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground.
That sounds pretty hard. That sounds pretty hard to do. Are you doing, like, is it easy?
See? It's fucking simple.
I didn't want to see that. I really didn't want to see those cock push-ups.
I'm trying to watch my figure.
So, it helps you watch your figure. Like, it causes you to, lose weight.
No.
Well, then why do it?
Trying to watch my figure.
All right, I understand that.
So lose some of the weight.
Lose some of the weight? Like how? You just told me that, seriously, like, you don't lose weight from this.
Hard fucking?
It's for hard fucking. Really.
Get on top, honey.
No, I really don't want to get on top. Sorry. Well, anyways, that's Jack Black, ladies and gentlemen.
You shouldn't have fucked me so hard.
Well, I didn't fuck you, okay? Seriously, I didn't even have sex with you, man. You're gay. Like, seriously, you play in a shitty film, and you know what? School of Rock sucks too, so fuck you.
Fuck my ass. What else?
No, I don't want to do that.
Fuck you!
Yeah, fuck you too. Well, anyways, that was Jack Black, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for his absolute rudeness and his cock push-up brigade. Hope he takes his fucking cock push-ups and shoves his cock up his ass, because this fucking movie was horrible. Well, that's the fucked up Z-Critic movie gallery for today. Have a nice Easter, and everybody enjoy the nice Easter holiday again. We'll be doing some more films in the future. I have a couple. I'm going to check out this. I just watched this horrible film. It was called The Day the Earth Stood Still. And here's how I signify it. The day that I went to the movie theater, paid $8 to see this movie, and then I wanted the government to cut me a stimulus check because I went into debt. Or how about this for a title? The gay that made the earth fuck itself. I mean, seriously, this movie, I don't understand what's up with Jennifer Connelly these days. She's so hot, and yet she plays in these horrible films and continues to do it. Well, anyways, those are some future runnings. I'm going to check out Twilight, like I said, and give it a shot and see what this phenomenon's about. But until then, keep on tap, stay on tap, keep listening to the Fucked Up Z Critic Gallery. Thanks, and have a nice day.